Hey guys, welcome back. It's another beautiful night or day. I'm one of your first hosts, Herbert.
James.
Ronnie.
Enrique.
And Jonathan. So Herbert, congrats.
Thank you so much. Do we have the applause?
No, I didn't set it up. Sorry.
God
but,
damn it.
We have it. I just forgot which
one. Yeah,
which,
but congrats to Herbert.
Let's play with him.
Wait, where is it at? The applause right here. Ready, set, go right there.
I'm actually AIDS free.
Congrats, Herbert.
Today I passed my real estate exam. So yeah, thank you.
Was it hard? Because I asked James the same thing. Was it hard or no?
No, it wasn't hard. It was I didn't realize how much things I didn't memorize correctly, and I had to like use my I really had to like guess
your intuition
smartly. Yeah, like my intuition. I don't know why
I got you.
I'm struggling with that word.
Do they have two good answers and like you choose the best answer or like?
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's like make sure it's worded properly. Sometimes the questions are worded a little weirdly. Like they would have commas in certain places, which are like, you know, change the term of the sentence or what it's implying.
The tone of the sentence.
Yeah. Also there's like mixed, there's like a few words like that mean two or three things and you have to find out based on the sentence, which is, you know, stuff like that. A lot of word questions, but it was okay.
That also seems like it's not, it doesn't care about your actual knowledge about the topic. It's just trying to trick you.
There's a lot of definitions implied in the sentences which we need to learn. I don't know, James, if you could attest.
It's been a while for me. So
what do you think of it?
To be honest, it wasn't too hard, but I think a lot of it is like logic based, and then the other thing is like I already was working in the industry, so I kind of knew some of the concepts that it tested on. So I think that kind of really helped propel me to get that 70% or higher that you need.
But the thing I was asking James though, because, and I asked you too, I was like, well, you guys passed, and you know when you pass, you don't get a score. Like it just says like pass.
Yeah.
Like, but when you fail, you do get like, James said that they tell you how many you need a right to get to pass, I guess. Like, oh, you missed 10 out of like whatever. So I feel like it'll be cool to know which ones you got wrong, I guess.
I was actually checking on the DRE website. It just states pass. And I was looking, I was like, there has to be a place where I can actually see what I got wrong and when I need help on, but no.
Yeah, I feel like, do you think they're doing it because like they don't want people to cheat like in the future? I don't know.
Yeah. People will take those questions and put them online if they
on Reddit.
100%.
No, yeah, that's cool though. But how was it? Like, did you give anything up like fitness related, like not going to the gym because of studying or like?
There was a lot of that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there was
eating
a lot
in
of
eating in and out or 7-Eleven.
No, I have not 7-Eleven hot dogs.
No, wait. I want to be clear with the question. He's saying if because of studying you weren't working out, or were you already not working out, and then you also happen to be studying at the same time?
First of all, how dare you? I think as this past 2 weeks, I have not been working out a lot, but it's because I've been studying late and then waking up later than usual.
Okay.
That's it.
But you passed, so now you're back to normal.
Yeah.
Now you have no excuse.
Yeah, honestly, I want to celebrate some way, but I do not know how. I'm really thinking about starting some type of drug, just a nice fun one.
I support you 100%. Can I join you, actually?
Where I can meet some nocturnal people who are like out at night, just like...
Dude, that's me.
Yes. So if anybody, please leave comments on the baddie page
of like what right drugs here. I should
choose. No, but I know you said you were going to get the test, like... what was it like the score after, but you didn't, right?
They gave me like they gave me my ID. They like covered the like what your score. They said open it up outside. They stapled it, and I opened it in the elevator. Like my heart's pounding. I was like, I knew I failed. Like I'm thinking I failed the whole time. So I open it, and then it just says, here's your two options. Please check the DRE website in 3 to 5 days. We apologize. The scores are not in. So I was like, fuck, okay, well, at least, like, you know what, the day, you know, I'm not going to worry about it until next week, blah, blah, blah. But then randomly at work, I was like, let me just check. And then they had the scores already.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's, like, the worst thing, like, checking for, like, these exams, because you had to retake it, you know what I mean? I don't know what's a policy in is retaking these exams. Is it, like, the next day, or is it a week? Do you have to wait, like, a month? I don't know, for you guys.
I forget. I know you have a certain time period where you can take it. It's, like, a year, or you might have to do
classes. The classes?
I forgot.
From what I recall, you have to sign up for the next test, but you forfeit whatever you paid. I don't think you get a freebie.
No.
Yeah, is it expensive? So you have to pay for the test again.
It's like $60.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, but even then, it's $60 that you wouldn't have to pay it if you passed.
You know, we can move on. I want to say thank you. I really, everyone in this table, supported me so much throughout my journey.
It's
just the strong hands of these men in here really, you know, pushed me up into that passing.
But last thing, just say one thing to the people, what you learned, like you taught us, like about the paint.
If you really want to test your relationship,
about real estate.
No, I do want to bring one thing. My girlfriend, my day one, my dog, my homie, I was going to say an explicit
What's another word for dog?
No, I will not do that because
your significant other?
My homie. She also passed as well, which is very happy about, because I did not want to have a fight, you know, because it would be awkward if I finally prove that I am smart with her and I wear the pants. But we both kind of
passed over. Finally prove. I like that wording. Yeah.
But congrats, for us. Now, I know Enrique is also taking tests, different type of tests, not the...
Yes, they are not that severe. Mine, if I fail, like, I'll get another one.
Well, you'll fail the class too, but...
Well, I mean, I won't fail the class because engineers fail every exam, but I'm doing fine, I guess.
But you got a B.
Yeah, I was excited because I got a B and then realized it wasn't engineering class, so...
Were you, what class was it, though?
Gender study?
I needed like a social study, liberal arts, something, upper division, whatever category. And I saw that engineering ethics covered like two categories, which was like my writing intensive and that upper division. So I was like, cool, 2 for 1. So yeah, it's engineering ethics. So philosophy, ethics.
Anything cool you learned from ethics?
I took an ethics course. Honestly, I have a fetish for philosophy and ethics, like on a personal level. I studied, I read books and stuff. So like doing it in a structure for school that teaches you and makes you argue with these philosophers, I'm having a fantastic time in there. Thinking is not hard for me. So that's why I did so well. It's
very hard. Bro, I'm thinking.
Actually, did anything change your mind? I'm curious.
No. I just really got to understand like the basics of philosophy were like Aristotle's approach and like this other guy that used utilitarianism or all this other stuff. And like, I thought it was really interesting. I was like, wow. So like, where does ethics come from? Yeah. There was this guy with the funny name. His name is Kant, K-A-N-T, Kant. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Kant believes that, I guess, ethics existed before us, I guess, like from the past, you know, almost like a god, you can say it, but don't use the word god, just it existed before. While other people, like utilitarianism, will say it's like happiness, or like everyone strives for happiness. Humans strive for happiness. That's where ethics is founded. If you do something that's happy, then it's happy, you know? So I can get deeper, but like the point is that it's philosophical to see different people have different origins, and then you discover what you agree with and what with you don't. Because then you can get to the extremes of like, you should never lie. But then if everyone lies, then there's no truth. If everyone says the truth, then there's no lies. So there has to be like, you know, it gets crazy. But like, I love it. I'm having a great time. Compared to engineering and science and mathematics, this is just thinking. And I love thinking. So
I feel like a lot, like when I took intro to acting, like for my when I was doing my bachelor's in engineering, it was kind of fun though. For us, intro to acting, like you had to go in front of people, like act in front of like people. I don't know. It was kind of weird because for me, like I guess I'm good to talk to others in front of people, but some people really had to get out of their bubble, like Herbert. You're good at acting though. Actually, Herbert, I want you to freaking do stand-up comedy, dude. No, and I want to see you do it. You've been telling all of us except James, because
I've not been telling him. You've been telling everybody.
You told us. You told me one night. You're like, bro, okay, if we go to a bar.
You literally just agreed to what he said.
No.
He said it once, and I can agree that you've been the only one bringing it up ever since.
No, look. We were in a trip, and Herbert said, like, if we go to a bar, and if you do it, well, you do it first, though, and I will do it second.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. It was kind of a group effort thing. I didn't say I was going to do it myself.
I don't mind. Like, Herbert, Enrique would do it.
Someone else in this room to do it, I will do it. Cousin James, Ronnie, Enrique.
You're talking about a public event?
Send up.
Yes. I'll do it amongst friends, but I don't know if I'll do public event because I don't need humiliation for no reason.
Like, you have to realize, probably those people who you were probably not be funny in front of, Johnny, you will never see again. So
that's true.
Never see again.
No, they might follow you on Instagram. Dude, social media is pretty big out there, dude.
But that's besides his point.
Maybe someone out there in the crowd might be like, dude, they're from LA Baddies. Next thing you know, like
nobody will do that.
All right, cool.
Unless we like stop by like somewhere where like, there's a hiking trail.
That's true. Yeah, but I don't know. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm done. You should do it though for us this year.
I will do it.
Do it for my birthday. My birthday's coming up.
I want to do it once Enrique goes. Maybe when Enrique comes back from France, I would do it.
Why do you have to bring that up?
It's not brought up. You guys didn't bring it up.
He did.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll think about it. But I know James just hit the slopes again. Mm-hmm. Like no TFTI. I know what I'm saying. He told us, but he went to Mount High again. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Went to Mount High. Yeah, by myself because there's a couple people who were supposed to show up. They're like, oh, never mind. I'm looking at you, Enrique.
I was still down on Friday and Sunday. I was actually going to go on Sunday, but I ended up not going.
We agreed Saturday.
I know. I told Jonathan to tell you. No,
but thank you, thank you, thank you. No, appreciate
but,
it.
But you went with your
So I brought one of my good friends, Javier, and it was his first time out in the slope. So, it was nice because he's always been wanting to go, and it was a beautiful day to go because we actually hit the east side, which from my recollection hasn't been open for too long. They kind of closed it off after COVID, and we got some nice fresh snow recently. So they opened it up. It was super nice. The runs were super good. There weren't a lot of people out there either, so you're not really having to be in a crowded area at all. So that day was spectacular to be out there on the slopes.
And you went all day?
Yeah, all day. We did an all-day excursion for sure. It was, I mean, it's like 8 hours, whatever you get.
That's,
but
that's a lot, dude. I got tired off of 4 hours, dude.
You think so? Snowboard.
Yeah, dude, I was sore. I'm telling my shoulder was like fucking hurting.
Well, the
dude.
Thing is, you're like learning too, so you're probably falling a lot too, a little bit, and it's more enjoyable once you actually get it down. Then you could just keep going up and down, keep going up the lift, and you get to experiment, try to do tricks and stuff like that. It makes it fun.
What did he eat? Like, did he take food or did he eat? Right,
we brought food. Yeah, we stopped at Jersey Mike's prior to going up. And that's perfect. You get, you know, half your sandwich and you have the other half for later. And it was a nice, cool day. So once we headed down the mountain, we both looked at each other. We knew exactly we wanted some Korean tofu soup. I don't know if you guys had it.
Yeah, I've had it.
Some sundubu. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember we went.
So good.
We've been to tofu. What is it?
Like a tofu house?
Yeah, what is it called? There's a one in Rolling Heights.
BCD. Okay, yeah.
That was I took Herbert to it. It was me, Herbert. Wait, did Ronnie go? I think Ronnie was there. Yeah, Ronnie went. Yeah. Dude, it hits a spot, dude. On a cold day.
For sure.
On a hot day, no.
Did they give you the little fish on the side?
With the fish.
What is that little fish called? It's not tilapia.
I don't know the name.
Okay, but that little fish, Herbert devoured it, dude. Like Monica said, oh yeah, how do you eat it? You just bite the head. And Herbert decided to just bite the head. And I'm like, Herbert, you don't, like, I don't know.
No.
You can.
There were certain people, I would not say what type of people, that were biting heads off fishes. Next to us. And they were not American. I'll just say that. Okay.
But it was good though. No, but that's awesome. So you want to go get tofu after? Damn.
Yeah, it was perfect. Because like you said, on a cold day, getting that soup just warms you up in the right ways. Yeah.
Dude, that was a perfect day then for you.
Yeah, it was a great day. Damn. And plus, like, once you're out there, you know, you're drinking a little bit when you're on the slopes and stuff, so you're already getting loose, having fun.
Did he take soju or what did he
say? Yeah, we took some soju.
You like soju, huh?
I love soju.
So yeah. I work with Koreans a lot, and I went out with them one time. Have you ever tried mixing soju and beer?
Yeah.
Yes. That's pretty good.
Did they have you play Titanic?
No.
I seen the movie.
No. It's like when you paint somebody on a couch, doesn't it?
that's a casting couch.
Wait, what is a Titanic?
So you have your beer and your soju, and then you take your beer, you kind of fill it up a little bit, and then you put a shot glass in the beer. But what you do, that shot glass kind of floats at the top, and then you take turns passing the soju around and slowly pouring into the shot glass. And you kind of want it to not sink, right?
Well,
I mean,
well, that's the point of the game, and like minimum has to be one drop. Minimum one drop. You can't cheat. Minimum one drop.
Yeah.
And then when it gets close to the end, like you're saying, like it gets harder because obviously it's almost full. And then the person that fills it up and the shot glass falls in, immediately drink the cup.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And right there, once it sinks, you chug that.
But okay, so everybody, let's say we're all playing here, right? We all have our beer and our fucking soju. We're passing it around. So we all drinking though at the same time. We still have to finish our drink, even if it didn't went down, right?
You're passing a single cup around.
I see. I thought it was like we all had our own cup and we were doing it together. Like you passed the soldier
bottle. There would be no point to that game. You would just fill it up until possible.
I mean, if you're degenerate, then you may be doing both, but
don't call me such
things. I'm going to be honest. Enrique will probably like...
I'm doing all three things. Yeah, I wouldn't even tell you what the third thing is.
But that's crazy. So I didn't know that there's games like that. There's so many games out there, man. Yeah. Drinking games, I guess. But that's tofu.
My favorite games.
Hit the spot. But I know Ronnie and Herbert, are you guys ever going to hit the slopes this year? Because the snow's like about to go, dude. I know it's still raining, but I don't know, dude. I feel like I don't see any of you guys.
I don't know. I thought Herbert already went. What happened?
No, I didn't go.
He was going to go. Wait, texted us.
Have you two ever gone?
Oh, yeah. No, it was like a 2-hour drive for me from work at 5, like 30 p.m. So I was like,
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, it was a hard no for me that day. Like, I just couldn't.
I know you could do the weekends though.
I just.
Well, kind of.
Well, yeah. The weekends. Would you be down running?
No, but he's going.
If you're gonna do it, it has to be like now. Either this week,
maybe like coming up,
or next weekend. Because if it's not raining, then it's just gonna be ice. And if you're learning, I'd rather there be like rain, so you can
like
learn.
Powder. Mm.
You can learn with easier snow, because even us people that know enough about it, I guess we struggle when it's icy. Okay. So I'd rather you learn when it's raining.
I think Tina has been snowboarding. I asked Tina. Yeah, and I don't know if she likes. I think she likes it.
Yes,
I think so. She likes. Because she's like more athletic than you.
No, that's not.
No, true. She is. She wears a pants and she's.
I mean, moving on. It's stronger than you. Hey.
No, I think she's stronger than you, bro. She's pretty strong. When she works out with us, she could lift weight. I think she could lift.
You know, she listens to this.
I know she does.
Every freaking episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna motivate her. Hey, Tina, get stronger.
You should say nicer things. But yeah, I agree. You should both go. You should have.
So go soon, basically, is what you're saying.
I would say like this weekend, literally.
Would you be my this weekend? Would you be my teacher? If we, no, like honestly,
I would hang out with you then. I told Jonathan the exact same thing to convince him. I'll hang out with you the entire day. Like I will have a great time at teaching you, because to me it's just fun. It's like playing with snow. Like I don't care. It'll be fun.
I think James will also teach you, because he like I guess like I'm gonna be honest with you. It kind of sucks like having someone to teach you, because then you guys don't get the fun. Because I know you guys already experienced kind of, you know, you guys know how to go fast. And then, like, you guys hanging out with us in the freaking small slopes, or the bunny slopes, whatever they call it. Like, I know you took your friend up to the freaking highest. That's kind of, like, fucked up. But I know Enrique was down to go up to the highest.
That's how I started learning.
Yeah, but it's kind of scary, though.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying I recommend it. I'm just saying that, like, I'm just dumb. I tend to be a daredevil in my life decisions. So, like, I'm going to use the word dumb. And then, yeah, I mean, that's how I learned. I started at the top, and then I figured it out. Almost died a few times, but I figured it out, you know? So, but it's easy. Like I said, you will learn. You will catch on, whether you're skiing or snowboarding. Pick your favorite and you'll learn. You'll catch on. Once you catch on, like, you'll realize how it's not that bad.
Ronnie has Perleg on.
There you go. Go big or go home.
Has Perleg?
Yeah, she actually has all the gear and stuff.
Oh my, what the hell's going on then? Yeah. What's going on?
When actually, speaking of rain and stuff, it's going to rain again like next week.
This weekend? Yeah, Saturday.
And next week, from what I saw. I don't know.
Next week, but is next week going to rain?
Yeah, a couple days.
And you have this weekend or next weekend?
Or next weekend.
To figure it out.
Which we need the rain though.
Yeah.
So
well, the snow specifically, well, but
yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I'm open to it. So
again, maybe I'll check it out. Look, there's beers. I encourage.
There's beers. So. There's alcohol. There's food.
We can play Titanic.
Yeah, we could do it. Honestly, in the park, dude, hang out with me. I got you.
There you go.
Like I know both your personalities, and I'll please both of them to the fullest.
Herbert, you done?
Honestly, I believe you.
I'm capable, buddy. I'm very capable.
Yes. I know today's leap year. I know, like, you know, leap year happens. What, Enrique? You told me the fat, or like you dropped some.
Every how many years? How much is it?
Six. Is it six? Four? Oh, 4 years.
Because yeah, it's six every hours. There's like a, I forget.
We lose 6 hours every year, and then it's so right. That's what you said.
Yeah, I was telling them how it was something like that, where like when I was trying to Google it right now, but I wasn't fast enough. The blank calendar, whatever it is, one of the first calendars made, where they check the time and everything, the day was the year had 6 hours extra in its rotation around the sun, because I guess the speed that the Earth rotates is different from the time it takes the Earth to go around the sun. So then it's crazy to say it's 1 year after you travel around the sun, when you're 24 hours a day that you spin at doesn't match that big circle. I'm hoping this is all making sense. But the point is here is that your year has six extra hours every year. So then the scientists of the past said, okay, there's six extra hours every year. Then once we accumulate a day, we'll throw it on the calendar. So that's why 6 times 4 is 24. So every 4 years, there's a total of 24 hours that have, I guess, been ignored. So then that's why they get thrown on the calendar every 4 years to match the time it takes the Earth to rotate around the sun as it takes the sun or the Earth to rotate to itself. And it's complicated, but the point is that it's 6 hours extra. 4 years is what makes a day, and then that's why this year is the day that you add the day to the numbers.
And then daylight savings is coming up, so I'm excited.
And that's another argument where like they're unsure if that should even exist because of that, because what's the point of daylight savings if you're doing this adjustment in a leap year? So then it's a whole... In the science world, it's a controversy, but like in the general population, people don't even know what a leap year is. So
a light year, I just really know. But I don't know how you guys feel, but I like it when it's like when it gets dark later. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Yeah. Like sometimes I don't know what you guys' work schedule is, but I know you guys get off like at 5:30. Some of you guys, right, like 5, 6, and then you guys get out and it's already dark, dude. You're like, fuck, like, I don't know, like, you didn't get that many, if you work in an office job, like, you don't get that much sunlight, you know what I mean? So it's like, you go home, you're, like, you're driving there, it's sunny, but then you, like, go in the office, and then, like, you go outside, and it's dark, so it's like, I didn't enjoy any of the sun, so I like it when it's, like, like the sun, you know, I can enjoy it when I go home. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Herbert, do you like it when it gets dark later?
Yeah, of course, because when it gets like nighttime, I feel like the day's like gone. It's came and gone. Because I get off at 5. I work every day. I don't work from home. So when I get off at 5, like the day's already done for me. I'm already like sleepy by 7 because I have the eternal clock also. And yeah.
Wait, did I ever ask you guys, do you guys set alarms here?
I do.
Do you guys all set alarms? Weekend, do you have alarms?
What do you mean? Who doesn't have alarms?
Well, I don't know. There's some people that wake up like literally. Like, I'm just saying. No, children, no, but I'm saying you wake up. Some people don't need alarms because they have the same schedule. Every day they wake up at 6 o'clock. That's it.
Yeah, but I can guarantee you all those people that do that still have alarms. It's called being responsible. Like, I can do it. I've done it before. Where, like, every day if I'm not working, I'll wake up at 7 a.m. for the next 2 weeks. But the second I get a job, I can't promise you I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m. So well, anybody that has any thought for their worth will set an alarm even if they wake up before their alarm.
I agree.
Thank you for my TED Talk.
Do you guys snooze your alarms?
Never. No, I do sleep nude though. I've been doing that. Sleep?
That's not even the question, but continue.
Well, I was like, sleep nude.
I've been doing that, but
he's talking about something else completely.
Wait, do you snooze your alarm?
It gets very warm because I let off a lot of body heat. I don't know if anybody's like me. So I really have to like have as like really no to like very little layers on for my proper sleep. Oh, I'm curious. I want to ask a question for sleep.
Yes, it feels better naked.
A lot of things feel better naked.
To sleep.
Running, hiking.
Yeah, sure. Do you guys, when you guys put your bed sheet covers on, do you stick your foot out from the covers? Like, do you let that hang or is it covered?
It's covered. That's my thermal neutralizer. Like you said, I overheat because I have a very hot body. And then I usually just stick one foot out. And then I measure it. That one gets cold, but I see if the cold of that foot averages the body heat. And if it doesn't, I stick another foot out. And then I have 2 feet exposed to air, exposed to thermodynamics. I'm just a nerd. And then I was like, no, it does. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, then you keep exposing skin. If not, you lower the fan or whatever.
Hey, James. Depending on the night, sometimes if I'm like on my side, I kind of let a leg out from the cover. I just kind of cuddle the sheet. You know what I mean?
That's a good move.
I'm a big cuddler. Like I sleep with a bunch of pillows because my legs and my arms need to be hugging something. I have discipline where like if I know I'm sleeping with someone like a friend, a dude, let's say, you know how you draw your boundaries on the line. I will sleep like a mummy facing up the entire night. I don't know how, but I will do it. I'm sleeping, but I will not turn the entire night.
Yeah. It's just you're like to boy. Like
it's subconscious, I guess, discipline. Let's say, but like when I know I'm alone, I will toss and turn. I will hug. I will cuddle. I will do things with the pillows at night.
But there is some times where, you know how you guys do the whole like stick out your leg? There is some times where like, I guess I'm too tired to stick out my leg. So I'm like overheating, bro. Like literally, I'm like sweating.
Listen, what? Bro, it's not that hard.
I agree with him.
Okay, let me tell you. Let me tell you like I'm like literally drenched in sweat. It's disgusting. I know.
Monica's like, just let your foot out, Jonathan, please.
No, Monica, because you know how like her schedule is like opposite than mine. Like she works night shift and I work day shift. So normally when she goes to sleep, like let's say like I'm already knocked out and she comes in bed like later. There'll be some times like where she wants to like cuddle, but I'm like soaking wet with my sweat, is disgusting.
Okay, no, that's a whole conversation. Hold on.
So like she tells me like she doesn't want to get close to me because it's like I'm fucking sorry. Yeah, it's disgusting. It's,
okay. Have you tried sleeping nude?
No.
Let's just say your body temperature will drop.
You feel different, you feel vulnerable, but then you feel like you wake up comfortable as hell.
So the thing is, like if I'm sleeping nude, right?
Like, I really do recommend though, if you're gonna do that, take a shower prior because if you have a very erratic day and aggressive day.
Strong body odor.
There will be leftovers.
No. Like I always shower. Listen. I always shower before I go. I don't know if you guys shower before you guys go to sleep, but I always like to shower and go clean to bed. Right.
Yeah.
Now, if I sweat in bed, like I'm not gonna wake up and shower again. I know there's some people that probably do that, and that's cool for them. But
actually, Dylan, me and him have argued about it. Where he's like, "When's the best time to take a shower?" And I was like, "Well, I guess when your day ends. You know, when you've lived your long day, shower." He's like, he started getting into the whole how dirty your bed is and this isn't that. And I'm like, yeah, I know it is. But like, in the greater scheme of things, let's say you do the math and it's like under 1%, you got dirty overnight with your sweat and everything. It's like, if it's under 1%, I don't care. I'll wake up and start my day and I will not shower. Why would I shower? Yeah. He's like, no. Every time I wake up and shower and then start my day, I want to feel clean for the day. And I was like, I feel clean for the day when I shower the night before.
I do 2 showers sometimes.
You do?
I do.
You're disgusting.
I'm a 2 shower guy.
That's weird.
But hold on.
I want to piggyback on what he was saying, because I feel like, is it true for most guys or all guys? We're like, it's happened to me many times. We're like, you're sleeping with a woman, I guess, if since we're guys and or whatever well, you're into. I mean. But the guy tends to overheat more often, and the girls want to cuddle, and the guy's like extremely hot, and it's like, dude, why am I throwing so much body heat? And she's like cold as hell. So I've had that problem happen many, many times where I'm just super, super hot. And then she's just cold as hell. And I'm just like, look, we can either bond, but if you're a little bit hot, I'm going to toss you over the bed.
Oh, no, I think they'll toss us. But Ronnie, I do want Ronnie, do you have like a sleep attire? Like, okay, like I'm going to go to sleep and I have to wear this. Like, this is
boxers. My birthday suit. No, yeah, I sleep naked.
Oh, my God. It's true.
I've told you guys plenty of times.
Isn't it so much better? The only thing is if there's a burglar, if there's an earthquake,
that doesn't say it. That's
you will be in a disadvantage.
I'm a nudist by nature. But yeah, a burglar, a fire across the street, or your neighbor's house. Yeah.
When there was a fire at
Enrique's. Yes, he was naked.
Yeah, yeah. It was like butt naked out there. But no, yeah, it's great. Honestly, you should try it out, Jonathan.
No, look, I support this to the point where what he said is funny to me, because I've thought about that, and me, someone that likes to be prepared for situations, right? I try to think about that. I'm like, okay, so like if I'm butt naked, something happens. So I'll literally be going to sleep with like the clothes set up in a way so that I can put it on under 10 seconds.
You know what's the best?
I have OCD that way.
No, do you know what's the best? I don't know if Ronnie can attest. When you have fresh, nice bed sheets
straight from
the dryer. And I'm telling you.
And they smell good.
Do a new sleep nude that night.
I just washed my sheets. You're going
to just do it tonight, Jonathan.
They're nice.
Can I send you guys a picture?
Like, I rarely go to sleep
with the lights off, sure.
I rarely go to sleep smiling. But when that happens, God knows I'm smiling.
Oh, yeah.
But thank God. This is what life is about. Warm sheets and a naked tush.
Oh, okay. James, I know James brought up a good point. He said that sheets matter. Remember you told me, I don't know what brand, I forgot. I know you told me, I looked it up on Google, but like search history is gone. Tell me.
Sheets do matter. And as a fellow nudist in bed, I would agree. Fresh sheets and, you know, skin contact to the sheets.
But what kind of sheets? So nice. What kind of sheets?
Sheets life matter.
I mean, let's go back to that conversation. It was the West Elm Tencel bed sheets. That's right.
Dude, it sounds like a
whole. So the threads, right? Does the amount of threads really matter?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
The thing is, it's manufactured differently from what I recall, and it doesn't go off of thread count. Like, they don't market their sheets through thread count to, I don't know. Because the whole, what is it? The marketing is like, the more threads, usually the softer the sheet or more luxurious it is. In this case, from what I recall, it's a different technology, and because of it, they don't market based on thread count.
Wait.
No, that's interesting.
But I am going to tell you, know the pillowcases? I had the silk like pillowcases. Dude, they feel so soft on your face, and it's just like, I don't know, man.
I feel like those are seasonal, because in summer, I wouldn't want that. And it's like, hot, yeah. There's a neuroscientist I respect, Andrew Huberman, and he recommends this brand that I never heard of before, but I guess once you study the body enough, you realize that temperature matters. So there's this bed or this blanket that like measures your temperature so that like every 15 minutes or 30, whatever the time frame is, it'll drop by 1% of Fahrenheit, so that when you're falling asleep, your body should technically cool down. If it doesn't, that's why you struggle to sleep sometimes, because you're sweating in the night, you're just awake, whatever. But if the temperature matches what your body needs, you will fall asleep easier. And same thing throughout the night, same thing when you wake up. If you have your alarm at 6 a.m., let's say, at like 6:55, your sheets will start to get warmer, let's say. So that by the time your alarm comes off in a few minutes, it goes up 1 degree, 1 degree, 1 degree, and it's the prime temperature for you to wake up. And that tends to be like optimal sleep. I'm super attracted to that brand and everything, but like I don't have a job and I'm poor. But when I do, I want to buy that one. That sounds scientific. It sounds accurate. It sounds like it's what I need.
Like when I used to live with my parents, and I remember we had AC, but there would be times where like the AC would take a dump or like something happened.
The worst.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. Trying to go to sleep on a summer day when the AC's like took a dump because whatever reason.
Or nudism doesn't even help.
Yeah.
It's like that's
happening. Dude, you're literally butt naked. Like, and you're like, yeah, like you're miserable, dude. You're like sweating. You don't know what to do. You're opening windows. Literally, you know what I would do sometimes? And I don't know.
Open your legs?
No. This kind of sounds weird, but I'll go to the, I'll be not naked. I'll have like my clothes on. I'll go to the refrigerator and I'll have a cold glass of milk. I'm being serious. I kid you not. I don't know what. No, listen. Damn, the cold glass of milk. I don't know if you guys like milk, but I'm a big fan of milk. I love milk. It could be almond milk or any type of milk, but like a cold glass of milk, it will regulate your body temperature. I don't know if it was just in my brain or something, but having that and then going back to bed, Like it was, it felt like
were you just naked? Just
no, I wasn't. No. Like, oh, okay. Not because my parents are there. Come on, bro. Like, I can't be butt naked. But like, I'm being serious. Next time, like, I don't know if you guys drink milk, but next time you guys feel like hot, like in summer, go like you're like, dude, I'm having trouble to sleep, Enrique. Go to the refrigerator, whatever milk you have, pour yourself a glass.
And like, then one shot of whiskey.
No, just milk, and then drink it, and then just go back to bed.
And then
I kid you not, you'll knock out. And like, I don't know if it's a thing, but
that's Mexican remedies. That's my people's culture, and like, I support it, but it does never has
give
never
it give it me. A try, dude. You can't.
No, I've tried it before. It used to be my lifestyle when I realized it just didn't work, and then I just gave it up.
You're whacked, and your body's weird.
To add to what Jonathan's saying, I know he's mentioning like drinking something before bed or whatnot, but okay, like Pearlie has trouble sleeping sometimes, right? Like, so we tried. I don't know if you guys have heard about tart cherry juice.
I heard about it, but I haven't tried it.
Okay, so
I know a little about it.
Yeah, I was at Target the other day, and I found like cherry juice.
Monica's been trying to look for it, but
and like, I was like, "Oh, hey, like that's new. Like, let's try it out." Because we've tried melatonin and everything, but tart cherry juice contains tryptophan and melatonin. Okay, so tell me why we drank like a cup each. This was last night, we've been going to the gym. I put my alarm like at 5:30 in the morning just to like hit it before work. But dude, I had the most trouble waking up. Cause I was like in such deep sleep, and yes, I was naked too. So like, added to that, but like the tart cherry is like, I don't know. I slept so good.
Was it cold? Was it like hot? I don't know. I'm just curious.
No, I just chugged it. I chugged the cup. I was like, fuck it, let's see if this works. And then pff, I was out.
Dude,
I was like, cold. Yeah, no. Honestly, try it out.
Target has it, cause I tried to look for it in Sprouts and didn't have it. I kid you not.
No, yeah, Target has it. It has like that Target brand or whatever. Oh, but yeah, it's like. Get a little like it was. I think it's like a liter bottle.
Just drink like a glass.
Yeah, drink like a glass before. Does it have sugar? It's like an hour before going to bed.
Does it
or have whatever.
Sugar? I'm just curious. It probably does, right? Because
I think that one didn't have any like added anything. But no, yeah. Honestly, try it out. Check it out.
Quick comment. I'm thinking of the same person I mentioned, Andrew Huberman. He's a neuroscientist, and I was listening to a podcast where I forgot what it was about. It might have been health or sleep. It was probably about sleep because I know for a fact that I listened to one about that. But he mentioned how it's like, look, the perfect like cocktail, let's say, the perfect recipe to sleep better or for some people struggling sleeping. He gave like three different chemicals or whatever that are easy and cheap and easy to buy or whatever. But he's like, this is a perfect recipe for sleep. He's like, instead of melatonin because it does ABCD, instead of this other drug is because it does other stuff. He's suggesting this cocktail, which I don't remember, but like I would
cocktail, bro. Were you gonna get drunk?
He's using the word cocktail, but I mean just mixing a couple ingredients. Him as a neuroscientist tells you that like these ingredients are the safest ones, the healthiest ones that will help you sleep better if you're struggling sleeping. He even says himself, he's like, every time I struggle sleeping, I'll make this little cocktail with again these three ingredients or whatever. I won't say the names because it was weird.
Is it like
was,
magnesium in it?
Yeah, it was like whatever. Oh, it was magnesium something. And he's like, it's these ingredients that are like the prime ones for someone to go to sleep faster, healthier, and whatever. And he's a neuroscientist, and he's there's no drama behind him, there's no political drama behind him. So like, if you do your research, you can trust him, I guess you could say, quote unquote. But like, he recommended that. So for those of you out there that struggle sleeping, I would recommend look up his name, Andrew Huberman, and find the podcast about him sleeping or sleep, not him sleeping, sleeping in general.
Him sleeping naked.
No, about just sleeping less in general.
It's just him snoring.
Talk about it.
You know what's in it? I just looked it up. It's tart cherry juice.
Oh my god!
A tablespoon of magnesium. And lime and like flavored soda.
Hold on, this is gonna go in a circle, dude. So guess what?
Club soda.
You guys all hate me because I said milk or whatever. You guys are making funny faces, but guess what? Milk has 27 milligrams, which still has milligrams of magnesium. So maybe the milk did help, Enrique. So
I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying that he argued the most explicit cocktail, which milk is a good one. I'm sure melatonin is a good one, but he's arguing that like on a chemical compound, the things you mentioned are not names that resonated with me. Because I'm sure that's accurate, but I think he was using more specific scientific terms, which the things you mentioned have. Mm-hmm. So yes, milk has those ingredients as well, so it helps. But the one he mentioned, he said, was the optimal one for what you're achieving.
All right, James, do you have trouble sleeping, or what's your ritual in the morning, like in the night, like if you can't fall asleep, like what do you do?
I mean, to be honest, I think I have it figured out with my sheets and like
my sheets.
My I'm telling you, dude.
Do you have your sheets and body?
They need to sponsor me at this point.
Oh my god!
But like, I think because that sheet has that cooling sensation. Because I too am a hot sleeper, and it finds that nice balance for me. It really does. So as long as your room's like at a good temperature, you're not sweating your ass off in the summer. Like, you should be good with some nice sheets. I usually try not to like make any cocktails, like, you know, in changing the way my balance is in my body. Cause I've tried melatonin. I mean, this is a little tangent, but like melatonin gummies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like those just knock me out so hard that I'm just not maybe comfortable doing that every night, kind of thing.
Yeah, like you don't want your body to get adjusted to that.
Right.
Cause you
I don't want to be dependent on it. Yeah. Right. So I try to avoid like making like different concoctions, but I know. Like my mother, she has success using magnesium. She takes magnesium like supplements, and that helps her like sleep like a baby.
Damn, that's crazy. Damn, so we all gonna just buy tart juice, dude? Like we should just have. Okay, so if we ever
shots before a podcast.
No. If we ever go camping, we should just bring a bottle of tart juice, like so we can all knock the hell out. Like no one has to like fall asleep. But I feel like if you're tired. No, actually, I won't say that because Enrique, sometimes there are times where we were like so tired and your body, James, you know this, when you're so tired, your body doesn't let you sleep. Have you noticed that? Like, sometimes you're like, dude, I'm like literally like, I want to sleep. And you're like, your body does not let you sleep. Even because your body's, I don't know, it's just, you like, you did something like Sufferfest hike or something, or you went snowboarding for the whole day and you're like, bro, I'm tired. But sometimes you can't fall asleep.
I'm sure there's a scientific reason that can explain that. But yeah, I do my very best sometimes to make sure I sleep at night because I do struggle sleeping. I can't tell you why. I promise you I'm not crazy, anxiety, depressed, whatever. I have normal human condition symptoms of hating life, but like I'm not crazy on it. But sometimes I will make sure I run like 5-8 miles just to make sure I'm tired. I have a long day of thinking because I'm a student, so I'm forced to think and do homework. And like I'm mentally fatigued. I can't even do simple math. Physically, like I could barely walk. Like I'm well fed. When you're well fed, you get sleepy. I took a shower after all that. And a shower after all those three things, you are done. And I'm yawning. I'm tired. I go to bed. For whatever reason, the second I go to bed, I grab my phone. I'm just scrolling for a few seconds. I'm 100% awake. Like 100% awake. I can feel the pain in my body of like all my fatigues, but I just can't sleep and I won't sleep. And I'll stay up for 3 hours until it's 3 a.m. and then my body decides, well, let's go to sleep. Oh, and then a few hours later, I have to wake up. I don't understand that science. I have to look into it, but like it stresses me out. I try not to get mad at myself and like I want to fist fight myself at night, but I can't because...
I know you do those glances like at the clock, hoping you still have a lot of.
Yes, yeah, dude. And then you get frustrated, and you can feel your heart pumping faster, like the energy like building in your body. But you're like, relax, stop. Because the more you get angry, the more you wake up. So it's like, relax. As you can feel your brain pulsing, like stop pulsing your brain, like be calmer. I don't know, guys. Maybe it's just me, but.
Wait, Ronnie. So are you gonna do it again, the tart juice thing, or are you gonna keep doing that, or just a one time deal? Just so, like, all right, just experiment.
I was just trying it out. I might try it again. I mean, honestly, me, I don't have trouble sleeping. It was mostly Perla. But no, yeah, like I said, honestly, it did a good job. I vouch for it at this point. I'm going to try it again. It might have been just a placebo. It might have just been me thinking about it. I don't know.
See, that's what sometimes I feel like your brain, like if you think of it, like...
Yeah, like it kind of tricks you. It's like,
yeah. It's like, have you ever seen those stories? Like when we're youngsters, like we're like, hey, let's give someone like supposedly say that it's alcohol because you don't know what alcohol tastes like. Mm-hmm. And then they think that they're drunk, but they're not, bro. We just give them apple juice and like and like some lemon and stuff.
Exactly.
But it's like, you know, I feel like, I don't know. A good point that Enrique brought up is like everybody's body is different. So you got to start paying attention to your body. Like what are your stresses? Like stresses that you can see or stresses like internal, like what are you deficient in? Cause I listened to this other podcast and it talked about like you're deficient in some vitamins and stuff. Like you got to start looking into it. You got to do blood work. You got to make sure your health is there. There's a lot of things that you don't know and you may think that you know, and you may be wanting to be like the doctor, like look up research, but at the end of the day, like you should get the blood work and get the like scientific involved, you know? So I feel like there's this website though. I just found that out. If you guys ever want to look some stuff up, and I heard about it and I looked it up, it's called examine.com. In examine.com, you could look at any nutrients or supplements and see if they're good. And they're based off of like research papers. So there's like all these doctors and like people in trials too, such as like creatine. You know, always people say creatine is bad. Well, creatine could be bad, but you want to look more into it. You want to, like Enrique wants to do the research. So
those of you that do creatine, like I'm not saying it's bad for you, but I'm saying that it's a very specific, let's just call it a supplement. It's a very specific supplement. So do your research to make sure you adapt it to your body appropriately, because overdosing has no benefits. Underdosing has no benefits. I mean, there's benefits to both, I guess, to over and underdose. But I mean, like if you want the optimal benefits where there's not a lot of symptoms that you disagree with, then you want to stay optimal. So you meet you match your body standard of what the your intake is for you. Even if the can says take 2 milligrams of this, you measure yourself. And I was going to jump in when you were talking. I was going to say how, like, the same person, Andrew Huberman, he also talks about this new thing where, like, it was made for diabetics, but, like, those of you that want to take care of their life more a little bit, it's like an internal chip, I guess, that you and they stab, like, kind of like a chip they stab into you
for the glucose,
the glucose one, and then you can see your glucose level throughout the day. And then if you learn the science, you realize how, like, it does matter. I wouldn't say it's like the main factor in life, so, like, you shouldn't stress out about sugars and everything, but, like, or glucose, but it's like, that's a good way. Once that betters itself and more data comes through it, like sugar, protein, this, that, whatever it is, you can measure yourself. Yeah, so like on a daily basis, you check the app and like, how did I sleep? I woke up and I'm lacking sugar, magnesium, and this. Cool. So you wake up and have a breakfast that is rich in those ingredients. So then you can live your life optimal. So then sometimes it's a big misconception where like people have headaches. It's like, oh, I didn't have my morning coffee. But it's like, no. That's a different category of symptom. Let's look at the numbers. And it's just, oh, you're low on sugar, low on this, low on potassium. Eat that instead and you'll get energy. So the whole point of that is for you to like micromanage your life when it comes to like almost diet a little bit, but like to just eat the right things instead of like thinking it's other reasons that you're, I guess, lazy.
So we're going to extend it a little bit more, but real quick, I want to say something nutrition though. I was talking to Kristen about long running or doing cycling and stuff. And one thing that me and Enrique, probably Enrique knows, is that every time we go cycling, we pack a lot of nutrition stuff, such as even like hard candy, or like goos, or like, which is different gels that have electrolytes and et cetera.
It's different sugars, because some like the candy sugars, the one that you don't want to give to your kids because it's a lot of sugar. For those athletes, you want to give them the kind of sugar that you don't want to give to your kids, because those are fast acting sugars. As in, like, if you're working out, you need that energy, that sugar, that glucose. So you want to eat candy. If you're running 8 miles on your 4th mile, eat like a little bit of candy that's like high on sugar and whatever. That's going to give you a little bit of a boost. Same thing with caffeine, same thing with other ingredients, but.
But one thing is that, you know, caffeine, it does, like, a coffee, like, you have to drink more water because it dehydrates you. But I do want to bring it up, though. Like Kristen said, like, there's a lot of different type of, like, supplements, like, when you're doing, like, long runs and stuff. But make sure that you pay attention. Like, don't slack off and, like, be like, oh, I could do it without it, just drinking water. But no, you need some fuel. Like, James, when I take him to hiking, I was like, hey, like, take some snacks, take some protein bars. Sometimes James told me, like, dude, I don't feel hungry. But I was like, yeah, you don't feel hungry, but your body isn't ask for it. And your body, if you pay close attention, it will tell you what it needs sometimes. Like, there's some days that I go to the gym, or, like, the day before, like, let's say I'm cutting the yard, and I was like, dude, I want a cold, like, a hot, like, in the summer, like, I want a beer, you know? So it's like, but when I go to the gym, literally, like, after the gym, that beer sensation, I was like, I want that beer, it turns into a protein shake. Because, I don't know, like, just hitting the gym is like, oh, my body wants protein because I've been using, like, or carbs, you know, because I want to, like, recover my muscles and stuff. So it's like, there's a lot of things that you can look into, but pay close attention to your body when you're doing these, like, suffer fest or, like, these hard events, and you'll know what your body needs. And don't, like, one thing I always tell people, like, don't slack off. Like, yeah, if it costs like $10-$15, you know that you're putting your bodies to extremes. But those like $10-$15 will make your body feel better afterwards, or you won't damage your body as worse, like, as, you know, damage it like in a way that you don't want it to damage. But one thing is, I know I talked to James, though, James' mom, about I think she wanted to change her diet because she got, like, she was basically having too many sugars. So I remember she told me, I saw her at Trader Joe's a while back, and she said that she wanted to take a different, like, you know, get rid of the sugars and stuff, because it's crazy, but you don't see it. Like, dude, a can of soda, how much sugar does a can of soda have? Or even energy drinks, anything. Like, if you look at it, it has a lot, right? Like, yeah, soda's good, but it's like 40
grams. Easily. I was tracking Coca-Cola specifically, but, like, here in the U.S., you're, like, looking at, like, 40, 50 grams of, like, sugar. And I took a trip when I went to Europe. The further east I was going in Europe, the less sugar Coca-Cola had.
Why?
Which is weird. It's manufactured different out there. So as I went, like, I started in London, then I went, started going, like, east more. For whatever reason, I don't know the exact reason why, but the Coca-Cola, and I'm going based off the same serving sizes, their sugars were less. So instead of, like, here in the U.S., it's, like, 40, 50, whatever it might be, it was in, like, the 30s in Europe. And it affected the taste of it, too.
Well, yeah, definitely, because the sugar, like, but that's the one thing I want to say. I'm going to end it with this, but make sure that you, what did Enrique say, like, intake stuff, like, do not intake, like, if you don't need those calories, dude, like, it's crazy. Like, have you seen pictures, like, of, like, let's say if I go to McDonald's and I show you a meal, that's, like, 1,000 calories. And if I do a home cook meal and I show you 1,000 calories, you'll be like, bro, you're overeating. But that was a, like, It's not overeating. It was just healthier. You know, that makes sense. Like, it's more vegetables, more greens. Like, sometimes, well, like,
a thousand calories can be like, let's say a small, let's just say 3 ounces for heavy food, and 1,000 calories can be like a large plate of food for healthier food. So it's like you're gonna get full with the healthy food and reach your nutrients compared to the unhealthy food, where you're probably gonna eat 4 times the amount. So you're gonna eat like, let's say 3,000 calories of food, and you're gonna get full. So it's like, you want to get full with 3,000 calories, or you want to get full with 1,000 calories? You're getting full regardless. Like, you're eating, you're still healthy. You're eating as much as you want to eat, eat. But like, sometimes the calories will double, triple. So you got to watch that.
Right, Herbert? That's true. Right? Oh, yeah. 100%. Like orange juice?
Oh, orange juice is the big culprit. Did you check orange juice sugar counts?
I did not, no.
It'll be your next one. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but we'll end it with that. But yeah, make sure that, yes, your health is good, because like, health is life, you know, basically. So make sure whatever you eat, like, eat it with moderation, and stay tuned to the next podcast, and listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And then make sure you check out our Instagram for the upcoming events, and then our TikTok for the workout videos. Thank you, guys.